Turkish ground forces seized at least one village from Kurdish fighters in northern Syria today, and the area is being pounded with airstrikes and artillery. Turkey launched the offensive yesterday after President Trump said he was pulling American troops out of the region. Joining us now is former Congresswoman Jane Harman, president and CEO of the Wilson Center. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And first of all, what do you make of what's going on right now and Turkey's invasion now day two into northern Syria?
It's hard to make anything sensible of it. I think that President Trump's decision was process-free. He consulted no one. After it, Mick Mulvaney, who apparently was in his office with him or wherever he made the phone call, had to scramble to tell the Secretary of Defense. It was process-free. The consequences are enormous, and they're enormous on two levels. One is the consequences in the region and with our allies, but the second is the consequences in the United States Senate, which is at the moment looking at this other thing, starts with I, that's going on in Washington, D.C. And if Lindsey Graham is right, that 85 to 90 senators oppose this action, he's just made a whole bunch of folks wonder about whether he should be president.
You think that what's going on right now in Syria has an effect on whether Republicans are going to support the president on impeachment? Because so far, they've been willing to criticize him on what's happening with Turkey, but they have not been willing to criticize him, many of them, on the call with Ukraine.
I'm just saying it's a possibility, and I'm not a cheerleader for impeachment. I think it's a very rough thing to happen in the United States, period. And I have seen two of them. One was Nixon, and I was a member of Congress during Clinton. Mm-hmm. They had very different results, but nonetheless, it's a very painful and serious remedy. And the country is increasingly supportive of it. I'm just hearing about the polls. But nonetheless, my point is that 90 senators, they're not all Republicans, but certainly a majority, you'd think, of both the Republicans and the Democrats in the Senate, for sure, are questioning this policy, which will have very serious ramifications in the Middle East.
The White House says it did not give Turkey's president the green light for this offensive. Do you believe that?
Well, that's what President Trump is saying. He's saying, I said we would pull our troops out. Then we told Turkey not to move in. Well, we created a vacuum. And as I see this, we have just given a great big permission slip to Turkey, Russia, and Iran, plus the Syrian government, which, as we see all over the airwaves, has been seriously torturing and massacring and using chemical gas on its people to do whatever they want. And in case anybody missed it, there's a long Syrian border adjacent to Israel, and the Israelis are now freaking out.
The Israelis are now freaking out. You're hearing that?
Yes, I'm hearing that they're enormously uncomfortable. First of all, their government is in some free fall. But in addition to that, Iran now has a permission slip to be active in Syria. And Iran also, so reports are saying, is giving kits to Hezbollah fighters along the Lebanese border with Israel to turn what were dumb missiles aimed at Israel into precision-guided munitions, meaning they can be targeted precisely. If there are tens of thousands of missiles along Israel's border with Lebanon, and there's now Iran along the Syrian border with Israel, and there is Tehran calling for the annihilation of Israel, if I were in Israel, I'd be pretty worried.
So obviously, just based on what you've just said, this gets very complicated very quickly. Turkey is in such an important place in the Middle East and also neighboring Europe. And I want to ask you about something else involving that. In the course of all of the refugee crises that have happened in the last few years, Turkey has taken in millions of people. And today, the president, Erdogan, said that Ankara will send the 3.6 million Syrian refugees in Turkey to Europe if European countries label the country's military incursion in Syria as an occupation.
My mouth can't be further open listening to this. Let's also understand that the Turkish border with Syria has been porous over the years, which is how some Europeans ended up in Syria as ISIS fighters. Some of those folks are in prison. Numbers of them are probably of European origin. If those prisons aren't guarded and the Turks are much less interested in ISIS than they are in stopping the Kurds. So let's imagine some of those ISIS fighters go back into Europe through Turkey, target Europe, and through Europe target us. Then what have we done? What has President Trump done? He has revived and increased the menace from ISIS.
So what would your message be to people in Congress right now? Is there anything that they can do to deal with this problem, or is it too late?
Well, it's late, but it's never too late. They could come back from recess and do several things. They have tools to block all aid to Turkey. That would get Turkey's attention. Another thing they could do would be to deauthorize President Trump's action. And if Lindsey Graham is right, that 90 of them really oppose this policy, instead of just having a free ride to criticize it from afar, let them come in and put their ingenuity and vote behind stopping it.
That is former Congresswoman Jane Harman, President and CEO of the Wilson Center. Always great to talk with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.